He said, you know, my heart is the pen of a ready writer. Out of what he had composed, out of his meditation of the greatness of the King, he composed the hymn, composed the Psalm 45. And you know, we sing the hymns, and we realize, you know, there were those who had composed those hymns. Those who had sat in the presence of God and got glimpses of the work of Christ and what God has done for them. And they composed those hymns. You know, I often think of that hymn 181. Lord of glory, we adore thee. You know, when he says, glory, Lord, is thine forever. Ever thine, thou art the Son. Great the glory thou art given, great the glory thou hast won. When you start singing that, you enter into the almost the presence of the Lord. You know, I have traveled, and any time that hymn is being sung, it seems as though it tells people, says, let's rise. Let's rise. Because it brings such a crescendo of the work and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, that God, in his mercy, has lent this hymn that we could sing for him. Well, Abraham came to that place where he built this altar for God. The first thing I want to ask, if this is the altar of appreciation, what is he appreciative for? Then after, because of this appreciation, what Abraham did. And thirdly, we want to look at the expression of appreciation. Abram, God said to Abram, and as we were discussing in the reading, the first thing God said to Abram, in the book of Acts chapter 7, he said, the God of glory appeared unto our father Abram when he was in Mesopotamia. Appeared the God of glory. And we have said he was chosen. Chosen out of all these people. Marked out by God. And called out of Ur of the Chaldeans. And called out to be blessed. The first thing you will ask, what? Why me? You know, the hymn writer says, what were we that thou on us such love should ever pour? When indeed this man, I am telling you, he was awestruck. When it was revealed to him, I am sure he asked, God, why me? Why me? Why you pass all these people? You know, I tell you, saints, a young man came to me one day. And he said to me, Brother Brian, I went and killed that man over there. Like cold water came over my body. I says, what you just said? He said, I'm going to kill that fellow over there. I said to him, boy, why you leave everybody in St. Kitts to come to tell me you're going to kill the man? Huh? I said, why? I begged him. I says, please, don't do it. Do you know he had a friend with him? And I tried everything. He says, I don't care what you're going to say. I go kill him tonight. I says, Lord have mercy. He says, no, you tell me this. If you kill the man, what must I do? He says, well, do nothing. Is I going to do it? Well, I tell you, you know what happened? His friend who was next to him start repeating what I said to him. And the guy started to cry. And tears start falling. He said, well, then if I can kill him, I'll get somebody to kill him then. You know, that man is alive today because of his friend who was next to him. What I'm saying is, why God in Ur of the Chaldeans, with all these people, choose out this man? Listen, the God of glory chooses sovereignly. He could act because he is God. He could choose who he will. And he says, I choose Abram. And if Abram had questioned God, God would have said to him, I chose you. You have nothing to say. Okay? And I call you out of Ur of the Chaldeans, from your country, from your kindred, and from your father's house. And God called him out. And God called him out to bless him. What are the blessings? Listen, hear what he tells him in chapter 2 and verse 2 and 3. And I will bless thee, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Let us go to chapter 13. And verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed be numbered. And arise, walk through the land in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for I give it unto thee. Chapter 15, verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in the vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord, God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now towards heaven and tell the stars if thou art able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he was counted to him for righteousness. What a blessing. These are the blessings that God has laid out to Abram. But what about the land? Could the land be described? God said to him, you're going out. Yes. And if you observe, in every instance from verse 12 to 13 to 15, something God added. As we continue in faith, God is going to give us more light. Indeed, you will go on to know as you follow on. So what happened to him? Abram went out in faith. And as he pursued and continued going, God started opening up to him more and more and showing to him the blessings in which I have brought you. Indeed, and Abram, indeed, he grew in appreciation for what God had revealed to him. Now, let us look at the book of Deuteronomy and chapter 8. Give us a little description of the land. Verse 9.